it's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Tony from South Carolina, today's contestant. Let me start by wishing Tony a happy belated birthday. His birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, pal.
Thank you, Sid. I appreciate it. I go back to you to your sports guys days. We used to finish up our late nights listening to you guys in the mornings.
You know, it's ironic you would mention that because I've been talking all morning long about Jim Fassel, the former Giant head coach, passing away. And that one Super Bowl that Fassel coached in back in the year 2000, Super Bowl 35, where the Giants lost to the Ravens, Tony. My partner on that show was Craig Carton. And Craig and I covered that Super Bowl together. Now, of course, he's become a big star at FAN. But so, thank you. That's going back 21 years ago.
That's a long time, my friend.
Well, thank you. Now, what are you doing in South Carolina? You retired there?
I retired down here, and I've been enjoying watching my New York Islanders in the playoffs.
Islanders are doing great. So, are you in Myrtle or Hilton Head? Where are you?
No, I'm inland. I'm just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, right, very nice. Very, very nice. Well, live a beautiful life there. Thank you for staying with me all these years and still listening today, and good luck in today's game. Okay, pal?
Thank you.
Here we go. What is the capital of the country of the Dominican Republic? Capital. Nope. All right, the answer is Santo Domingo. Here's number two, Tony. Who was the 27th president of the United States who later became the 10th Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, making him the only person to have served in both of those offices? Tough one. President?
Benjamin Harrison?
Not a terrible guess. William Howard Taft. Number three, Tony, who was the radio therapist? Did you write this after I mentioned her this morning?
Yeah, people got to be listening.
Okay. Who was the radio therapist whose program, Sexually Speaking, began back in 1980?
Dr. Ruth.
Yes. In 2003, 37 years after his death, New York Governor George Pataki pardoned what comedian for a 1964 arrest in Greenwich Village where undercover police officers cited him for using words they deemed obscene?
Lenny Bruce.
Yes! Nicely done, Tony. Last one. In September 1991, Clarence Thomas was the subject of a contentious confirmation hearing before what committee en route to his way to the Supreme Court?
Judiciary.
Yes! Hey, nice job, Tony. Missed the first two, but caught fire late. Ends up getting 3 out of 5, and that's a lot of pressure on Bernard. He's got to get at least 4 right to win today's game. So, nicely done, Tony.
He's pretty sharp, so.
Well, we'll see. We'll put you on hold. You did very well, Tony. Thank you. 4 wins today, Bernie, okay? 4 wins.
4 wins.
Yes.
All right. You know, my son texted me that he enjoyed the Chris Matthews interview.
He did.
And then he said he got a thrill up his leg while he was listening to it.
Did he actually say that?
My son wrote
that.
He's
Brandon smart. He's no dummy B. He ain't no dummy B.
Brandon!
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you for that. Number one.
Excuse me, Brendan.
What'd I say?
You said Brandon.
I know. I'm like Chris Russo. I can't say Brandon.
Wake up!
I can't say it. What is the capital of the country of the Dominican Republic?
Dominican Republic.
The capital.
The capital.
Hard.
It's actually 2 words. You know that?
Well, I know. I got the answer in front.
Santo Domingo. You know, by the way, the Dominican Republic, you talk about racist walls. They let nobody from Haiti in.
Oh, I know.
They share the island of Hispaniola with Haiti.
I know.
They have a wall up there that's, forget the Berlin Wall. Forget the Great Wall of China.
And what a difference.
No Haitians need apply to enter into the Dominican Republic.
It's a huge difference, too. One country is so poor and one country is so beautiful. It's kind of like when you get to Dixie Highway in Boca.
They're both beautiful. It's just one is very,
Haiti's
very
not beautiful. Haiti's beat up badly. Well, badly.
Listen, it's on the same island.
I know.
It could be beautiful.
It could be, yes. Who was the 27th president of the United States who later became the 10th Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, making him the only person to have served in both of these offices?
He became what now?
He became the 10th Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, which John Roberts holds now.
Let's see. The 27th president.
I didn't know that this guy did both.
I'd have to say, hold on a second. Don't push me.
That's it. You got it right now.
I'd have to go with Taft.
Yeah, that's right. Now you're going to go 5 for 5 once you got that one. Who was the radio therapist whose program, Sexually Speaking, began back in 1980?
Well, it would have to be, I don't know, Dr. Ruth?
Yeah, fine. Yeah. In 2003, 37 years after his death, New York Governor George Pataki pardoned what comedian for a 1964 arrest in Greenwich Village? For undercover police officers cited him for using words they deemed obscene.
It's easy. Rodney Dangerfield would be the wrong answer.
Correct.
So I would say Lenny Bruce.
Very good. And you've already won today's game in your attempt to be perfect.
What happened?
In September 1991, Clarence Thomas was the subject of a contentious confirmation hearing before what committee en route to his way to the Supreme Court?
The committee on pubic hair on cans of Coke.
That's right. Anita Hill.
It was the Judiciary Committee.
That's it. Bernie goes perfect. Good game today, though. Tony played well, too. Final score, Bernard 5, Tony 3. With that said, Bernie, say hello to Tony.
Sup, Tony?
Hey, Bernie. How are you?
I'm good. Can I get a what? What?
Can I get a Let's Go Islanders? How about that?
Oh, I like that. Tony, so you're a transplant down in South Carolina, right?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
But beautiful state. How do you like Tim Scott?
He's wonderful. Like I said, stand-up guy, does the right thing, for, of course, it's the right thing to do.
And South Carolina, of course, just night and day. Where in New York? Obviously, apparently, anyway, Long Island you fled from?
Yes, I did. I grew up in Massapequa, where we're doing.
Oh,
the Baldwin brothers and the Busy Bee Flea Market.
And Seinfeld. And
Yeah. And grew up listening to Sid with Sports Guys and you on Ines.
Isn't that funny?
For, my man. All those years.
That's funny.
My man, Tony.
Well, Tony, thank you. Thank you for continuing to listen to me and Bernie and your continued support. And we wish you the best down there in South Carolina. Keep calling in, pal.
Yep.
Okay, thank you for keeping me connected to New York. I certainly will. Good,
thank you, Tony. God bless you. Tony, retired police officer. Yesterday was his birthday. Happy birthday again in South Carolina.
Where did he serve? What department? Just curious.
Hey, Tony, what precinct, what department, where were you?
He's gone.
All right. Well, he'll call us back. Anyway, 1-800-848-WABC.
He's gone. Tony, where'd you go?
1-800-848-9222. We'll close it out on the phones. Your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid on the way out is next.
Ay.
Beat Bernie. Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.